is the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I'm not trying to make this about me, but it just keeps happening.
It just naturally finds its way.
I really didn't mean to do this. DZ, you were there for this.
I was there for the whole bit of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we have Elias. Right.
Guest DJ in the house.
Who is a fifth grader at K-Tech in Kenosha, K-Tech mm-hmm. East.
Reppin'.
And he, at their school fundraiser, they made the highest bid, and they got to raise money for their school and be the guest DJ.
Mm-hmm. So now he gets to come mm-hmm. work with us for a day. See what we do on this side
this
of
is
the radio,
our
right?
Our most popular segment. Are you ready for this? Am I the jerk? His mom said you like listening to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's ready. Oh, he's ready. Okay. And he said, I'm not going to decide until I hear the situation.
Okay. So this is a real situation that happened at work yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this, Elias? Okay. So DZ and I had a meeting with our brand new general manager. The general manager is in charge of is our boss's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Big boss.
He runs the building.
He's like the captain.
Brand new. And we really have never had a sit down with him yet, so he wanted to get to know us.
Yeah.
So he set this up in advance, and we knew we had a meeting with him, big boss, mm-hmm. after the air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went into that meeting, I sat down, and I said hello, and DZ said hello, and we had a great meeting.
We had our meeting, and it went fine.
It went fine. We talked about the radio station, all the exciting things we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a comment at the end that scared me a little. Right before we said bye. Something to the effect of, thanks for getting dressed up today, Allie.
I see you wore sweatpants today. Mm-hmm.
And I looked down, and there I was in my big boss's office in the sloppiest sweatpants you've ever seen that are too short. They're high waters on top of that.
I ain't gonna lie. They was the laundry day sweatpants where they might not be the joggers you wear to Target.
No.
They might be the ones you get caught at Walmart in.
They're my Sunday sweats, but I had them on.
My Sunday sweats.
I had them on during the week at work.
For a meeting.
But then it got worse. And then I had a sloppy sweatshirt on with another shirt hanging out of that. I mean, I was a mess.
She looked like me. On Mondays.
I was not professional at all. I didn't even occur to me to dress professionally because we come in every day wearing whatever we want for the most part.
And can I be honest? I think what made it partially worse is the fact that I had jeans on. I had a shirt on.
He was one-upping me.
I kind of one-upped her because I wore hard pants instead of soft pants.
Rude.
Sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
So did I make Allie look worse?
Yes.
Maybe. But mm-hmm. I'm not the one that chose to wear sweatpants that morning.
Well, I admit, it was not a smart thought. And I thought, because if we went into anybody else's office, I wouldn't think about it. But he was our brand new boss. And by the way, he dresses nicely.
He dresses very
so
nice.
Keep that in mind. I'm sitting across from a boss who's dressed up. Like, think about when you went to BizTown. Is this a good look? Probably not. So there I am in his office, and he called me out for my outfit, and I was embarrassed. And I went home, and I thought about it, and I thought, have you given up on life?
Maybe I should have worn different clothes to meet the boss for the first time in our first inaugural meeting.
Maybe. But that didn't occur to me once again until I was long gone, and he had called me out on it, and I was embarrassed. So the question is, Elias, am I the jerk for wearing soft pants to the meeting with my brand new boss?
I would not think so. No.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Why not?
Because in my opinion, it doesn't really matter how if you wear like something that, for example, your boss didn't like.
Ooh. Ah, you think that it doesn't matter what the boss thinks about our outfit?
Yeah.
Spoken like a true fifth grader. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank
you. He said, is there a dress code?
Hmm.
If not, don't matter.
I mean, I could have put a little effort in hindsight. In hindsight, I had that thought. Wow, you really went in there and told this guy you don't care what he thinks. I mean, that was essentially what I said to my new boss. I don't care what you think.
A little bit.
I walked in sloppy as hell. So, sorry, bad word. I walked in really sloppy, and I just sat there in front of him, kicked back like, hey, boss.
Chilling.
Still not the jerk? Still think I'm not a jerk?
Yeah, I do.
Yes!
Yeah! Woo! You can't convince him otherwise.
Good.
That man is decided. Look at him.
I was trying to put myself out there as much as I needed to and be as honest as I could and see if it changed his mind. I didn't want him to change his mind.
No, he's unwavering.
Well, Elias said it. It's over. The segment's done.
I mean, do we got to take anybody else's
yes,
opinions?
Yes, we do.
Of course we do, because I'm calling you the jerk.
414, thank you. I'm calling myself the jerk.
We knew about this meeting.
We knew about this meeting days in advance. I still showed up in the worst sweatpants I could have shown up in, the worst sweatshirt. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for wearing soft pants and basically showing up sloppy to a meeting with our brand new big boss?
Big yikes.
Just keep it real.
We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today, joining us on Am I the Jerk, it's not just Allie and DZ. It's our special guest DJ from K-Tech East in Kenosha. Won at the school fundraiser. The guest DJ spot bidded on at the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Elias, welcome to the show. Fifth grade. How you doing?
Good.
You said I'm not the jerk, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now we're going to go to the callers and see what they think. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, right. So I went into our new boss's general manager, the boss's boss, guys.
The big boss.
The big boss. In the sloppiest outfit you've ever seen for a meeting I knew was on the books for multiple days. And then my boss called me out on my outfit at the end and I wanted to die.
At least you didn't have stains on it. Did you have stains on them?
Does it matter? I should have taken a picture of what a mess I look like so everyone could see this, because it was a mess. Even DZ admitted it's my Walmart Sunday clothes.
It was the Walmart Sundays. It wasn't the Tarjay.
It was not.
It
was not Tarjay on a Thursday, I'll tell you that.
Tarjay on a Thursday. It was Walmart on a Sunday, for real. Middle of doing laundry because you ran out detergent. Yes, those sweatpants.
Let's start with Mila this morning, because Mila's always got an opinion.
Morning, Mila.
Good morning and welcome. To meet our
good morning
guest
and
DJ.
Good morning to the guest DJ Elias. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Aww, so sweet. All right. So, what do you think, Mila? Am I the jerk? Give it to me. I can take it.
Okay, Allie, you know I love you. I love you to pieces, but
same.
You are the jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's not for what you think I'm going to say it for.
Oh, okay.
Because you said there's no dress code. So, actually, your boss is a jerk for even calling you out on your phone because y'all don't have no dress code. I'm calling you a jerk because you're a lady and you get up and you go out the house to go to work.
Yeah.
You should not have all high waters when you're trying to get a man. What, he's going to look at your ankles?
Mila said, this is not how we go to Quick Trip.
Mila, I'm 6 feet tall. Try to find sweatpants long enough as a woman. It's a nightmare.
Everything's high waters.
But see, that's my point. I work from home, and I have to come out and take the kids to school. Yeah. I get fully dressed every day just because I might snag somebody. So,
okay. Don't have her take
get up and get
son.
On your woman stuff, Miss Allie, ma'am.
Got your neck. Wow. And I respect it.
Okay, so Elias, she's saying if I wear soft pants everywhere, I'm not going to get a man. What do you think of that?
Elias, you looking at ankles?
Do you like ankles?
As the fifth grader?
Okay, never mind, Elias. Don't answer that.
Mila, no, we love it. You're saying jerk because you feel like Allie should just be put together whenever she's stepping out of the house.
I feel like I used to be more put together. Maybe
it's a woman thing.
It's a woman thing. I don't think it's a woman thing.
I think it's a take care of yourself thing.
It's a self-care thing.
It's a self-care thing, and I think that I had given up so much, and I was just coming in sweatpants that I needed to go, okay,
don't give up. Throw those on the weekend, honey. During the week, you got to be fine as pie, okay?
But they're so comfy. Ooh. And we come to work, and it's just me and DZ, and they're so comfy.
This is so Mila said what she said, though. She's not taking it back. Said, Jordan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mila.
Appreciate you, Mila.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
Too. Bye. You too. Love you back.
Brianna's in Oak Creek. Let's go to her next. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Say hi to Elias, our fifth grader, who is a guest DJ from K-Tech in Kenosha.
Hi, Elias. I agree with Elias.
Ooh, woo! Saying not the jerk.
Why?
Not the jerk. Mila took the words right out of my mouth. You don't have a dress code. You can wear whatever you want to work. You wake up early in the morning. You know, you wear what you want to wear. I say your boss is the jerk for calling you out like that.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, I don't actually know if we have a dress code or not. Maybe they do. I know the sales staff
of
does.
Of course, because they go out in public.
They do other things. Business professional, business casual, but us?
Well,
I don't think we do.
I'm not going to Olivia Rodrigo tomorrow and wearing sweatpants.
Like, oh, I would. I will.
See, now here you go.
I'll do it.
Now we're going the other way. I just felt bad because he was dressed up. He's our new boss.
Yeah.
I knew we had a meeting, and it didn't even occur to me to actually try to look decent for this meeting. I just walked in like I walked in every day when I see him in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Like, what up, boss?
Allie could have worn her finest sweatpants, but chose to wear the worst.
The worst. It just felt like I didn't try, and then I felt bad because I cared about the meeting. I just didn't care about my outfit.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, why does an outfit dictate the importance you give something?
Because it's saying I don't really care what I look like. It's not professional. I showed up looking like garbage. I'm like, this is how much I think of you, the new boss. Here I am in my Sunday Walmart outfit at my best. How's it going, boss?
Brianna's sticking to it, though. She's saying, no, not the jerk. You don't have a dress code. All You're right. good to go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you.
You
are fine, Allie.
Thank you.
Wear what you want to wear.
Amen. Wear what you want to wear. Have a great day.
Right? You tell them, girl.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right, so that's a tiebreaker, then. We got to go, too.
Yeah, we're 50-50 right now.
Ooh, Sherry in Germantown can be the tiebreaker.
All right, good morning, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. Or not. Or we can go to Liz in Waukesha, if that's easier. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
Elias.
Hi.
Aw, everybody's saying hi to our guest DJ. What do you think? Yeah.
Honestly, I think that you are a jerk.
Go on. Right to it.
I mean, your first 30 seconds of meeting a person, that's your impression that you're going to give them, and they're going to always think of you in your sweats the first day.
He's like, oh, and I walked into the station. Allie's been here for 20 years. Oh, look at her. I'm a hot mess behind the scenes.
That's going to be the running joke now.
Yeah.
Oh, Allie, you're not wearing sweatpants today.
Allie, you're so much hotter online. This is what you look like in real life.
Did you at least do your hair and makeup?
No.
No.
My hair was pulled back in a bun. Had the messy bun in. And the worst part was I got my hair done the day before, so I could have just left it down.
Nope.
And I pulled it up into a thing.
Allie, you're digging the
what
hole.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
You're digging the hole, Allie. I can't even help you with this one.
Nobody can.
Elias, we can't help now.
What do I do, Elias?
She's making it worse. She just had her hair done, and she put it up in a messy bun after having her hair done. On top of wearing the worst sweatpants.
By the way,
it's not a good look.
This was our first meeting with him, not our first interaction. He dresses up every day.
He does.
I should have known better. This is so
embarrassing. Yeah, so next time you see him, you're going to have to doll up, look good, and be like, this is actually how I look.
Then he's going
to
think I'm
Get rid of all your Walmart clothes.
Get rid of all the Walmart
Throw
clothes.
I think,
Throw them away.
You guys, I think the moral of the story is, and as funny as this whole thing is, it goes a little deeper than that because it allowed me to have some awareness on how much I've given up at work because of how lax it is, behind the scenes, and that I got to try a little and I got to put some clothes on once in a while and not just show up in my Sunday best.
Allie, what are you wearing today?
Well, I'm going to the gym later. That's why. I have yoga pants and a big sweatshirt over the yoga pants and Nikes. Okay, but I'm going to the gym later. Okay, hold on.
Well, that doesn't count. You're right.
These are my workout clothes.
These are workout clothes, and we're prepared.
I
just got a rib, man.
I didn't even try.
You know, I just got a rib.
Well, it's true. It's not like I got dressed up today.
Yeah.
The next day.
As long as your mugshot is good.
My what?
As long as your mugshot is good. Your hair and your makeup, then you can wear the athletic clothes.
Well,
then
knock on wood, I don't have one yet. So let's keep it that way.
Sherry, we appreciate you. You work it out today, Allie.
That's
you're
Liz.
The jerk.
It's by Liz.
Oh, Liz, I'm sorry.
Thanks
we appreciate your call.
It's Thank okay. you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Elias, I guess it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you. How's
Y'all
it going?
Are alone on this one.
Me, you, and Brianna in Oak Creek. We're not the jerk train, I guess, huh?
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I'm not trying to make this about me, but it just keeps happening.
It just naturally finds its way.
I really didn't mean to do this. DZ, you were there for this.
I was. I was there for the whole bit of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Elias, right?
Guest DJ in the house.
Who is a fifth grader at K-Tech in Kenosha, K-Tech East.
Reppin'.
And he, at their school fundraiser, they made the highest bid, and they got to raise money for their school and be the guest DJ.
Mm-hmm. So now he gets to come work with us for a day. See what we do on this side of the radio, right?
Our most popular segment. Are you ready for this? Am I the jerk? His mom said you like listening to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's ready. Oh, he's ready.
Okay.
He said, I'm not going to decide until I hear the situation.
Okay. So this is a real situation that happened at work yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this, Elias? Okay. So DZ and I had a meeting with our brand new general manager. The general manager is in charge of is our boss's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big boss.
He runs the building.
He's like the captain.
Brand new. And we really have never had a sit down with him yet. So he wanted to get to know us.
Yeah.
So he set this up in advance and we knew we had a meeting with him, big boss, mm-hmm. after the air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went into that meeting, I sat down and I said hello and DZ said hello and we had a great meeting.
We had our meeting and it went fine. It
went fine. We talked about the radio station, all the exciting things we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a comment at the end that scared me a little. Right before we said bye. Something to the effect of, thanks for getting dressed up today, Allie.
I see you wore sweatpants today. Mm-hmm.
And I looked down, and there I was in my big boss's office in the sloppiest sweatpants you've ever seen that are too short. They're high waters on top of that.
I ain't gonna lie. They was the laundry day sweatpants where they might not be the joggers you wear to Target.
No.
They might be the ones you get caught at Walmart in.
They're my Sunday sweats, but I had them on.
My Sunday sweats.
I had them on during the week at work.
For a meeting.
But then it got worse. And then I had a sloppy sweatshirt on with another shirt hanging out of that. I mean, I was a mess.
She looked like me. On Mondays.
I was not professional at all. I didn't even occur to me to dress professionally because we come in every day wearing whatever we want for the most part.
And can I be honest? I think what made it partially worse is the fact that I had jeans on. I had a shirt on.
He was one-upping me.
I kind of one-upped her because I wore hard pants instead of soft pants.
Rude.
Sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
So did I make Allie look worse?
Yes.
Maybe. But mm-hmm. I'm not the one that chose to wear sweatpants that morning.
Well, I admit, it was not a smart thought. And I thought, whoa, because if we went into anybody else's office, I wouldn't think about it. But he was our brand new boss. And by the way, he dresses nicely.
He dresses very
so
nice.
Keep that in mind. I'm sitting across from a boss who's dressed up. Like, think about when you went to BizTown. Is this a good look? Probably not. So there I am in his office, and he called me out for my outfit, and I was embarrassed. And I went home, and I thought about it, and I thought, have you given up on life?
Maybe I should have worn different clothes to meet the boss for the first time in our first inaugural meeting.
Maybe. But that didn't occur to me once again until I was long gone, and he had called me out on it, and I was embarrassed. So the question is, Elias, am I the jerk for wearing soft pants to the meeting with my brand new boss?
I would not think so, no.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
All right, why not?
Because in my opinion, it doesn't really matter how if you wear like something that, for example, your boss didn't like.
Ooh. Ah, you think that it doesn't matter what the boss thinks about our outfit?
Yeah.
Spoken like a true fifth grader. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank
you. He said, is there a dress code?
Hmm.
If not, don't matter.
I mean, I could have put a little effort in hindsight. In hindsight, I had that thought. Wow, you really went in there and told this guy you don't care what he thinks. I mean, that was essentially what I said to my new boss. I don't care what you think.
A little bit.
I walked in sloppy as hell. So sorry, bad word. I walked in really sloppy, and I just sat there in front of him, kicked back like, hey, boss.
Chilling.
Still not the jerk? Still think I'm not a jerk?
Yeah, I do.
Yes!
Yeah! Yeah! You can't convince him otherwise.
Good.
That man is decided. Look at him.
I was trying to put myself out there as much as I needed to and be as honest as I could and see if it changed his mind. I didn't want him to change his mind.
No, he's unwavering.
Well, Elias said it. It's over. The segment's done.
I mean, do we got to take anybody else's
yes,
opinions?
Yes, we do.
Of course we do, because I'm calling you the jerk.
414, thank you. I'm calling myself the jerk.
We knew about this meeting.
We knew about this meeting days in advance. I still showed up in the worst sweatpants I could have shown up in, the worst sweatshirt. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for wearing soft pants and basically showing up sloppy to a meeting with our brand new big boss?
Big yikes.
Just keep it real.
We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today, joining us on Am I the Jerk, it's not just Allie and DZ. It's
nope.
Our special guest DJ from K-Tech East in Kenosha. Won at the school fundraiser. The guest DJ spot bidded on at the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Elias, welcome to the show. Fifth grade. How you doing?
Good.
You said, I'm not the jerk. Right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now we're going to go to the callers and see what they think. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, right. So I went into our new boss's general manager, the boss's boss, guys.
The big boss.
The big boss. In the sloppiest outfit you've ever seen for a meeting I knew was on the books for multiple days. And then my boss called me out on my outfit at the end and I wanted to die.
At least you didn't have stains on it. Did you have stains on the...
Does it matter? I should have taken a picture of what a mess I look like so everyone could see this, because it was a mess. Even DZ admitted it's my Walmart Sunday clothes.
It was the Walmart Sundays. It wasn't the Tarjay.
It was not.
Nope.
It was not Tarjay on a Thursday, I'll tell you
Tarjay
that.
Tarjay on a Thursday. It was Walmart on the Sunday for real. Middle of doing laundry because you ran out detergent. Yes, that those sweatpants.
Let's start with Mila this morning, because Mila's always got an opinion.
Morning, Mila.
Good morning and welcome. To meet our
good morning
guest
and
DJ.
Good morning to the guest DJ Elias. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Aww, so sweet. All right. So, what do you think, Mila? Am I the jerk? Give it to me. I can take it.
Okay, Allie, you know I love you. I love you to pieces, but
same.
You are the jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's not for what you think I'm going to say it for.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Because you guys, you said there's no dress code. So, actually, your boss is a jerk for even calling you out on your phone because y'all don't have no dress code. I'm calling you a jerk because you're a lady and you get up and you go out the house to go to work.
Yeah.
You should not have all high waters when you're trying to get a man. What, he going to look at your ankle?
Mila said, this is not how we go to Quick Trip.
Mila, I'm 6 feet tall. Try to find sweatpants long enough as a woman. It's a nightmare.
Everything's high waters.
But see, that's my point. I work from home, and I have to come out and take the kids to school. Yeah. I get fully dressed every day just because I might snag somebody. So,
don't have her take
it. Get up and get on your woman stuff, Miss Allie, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Got your neck. Yeah. Wow. And I respect it.
Okay, so Elias, she's saying if I wear soft pants everywhere, I'm not going to get a man. What do you think of that?
Elias, you looking at ankles?
Do you like ankles?
As the fifth grader?
Okay, that was never mind. Elias, don't answer that.
Mila, no, we love it. You're saying jerk because you feel like Allie should just be put together whenever she's stepping out of the
house.
I
feel like I used to be more put together. Maybe
it's
I need
a
to ask
woman
my therapist.
Thing.
It's a woman thing. I actually
it's a woman
I don't think
thing.
It's
I understand
a woman
it.
Thing. I think it's a take care of yourself thing.
It's a self-care
it's
thing.
It's a self-care thing, and I think that I had given up so much and I was just coming in sweatpants that I needed to go, okay,
don't give up.
On.
Throw those on the weekend, honey. During the week, you got to be fine as pie, okay?
But they're so comfy. Ooh. And we come to work, and it's just me and DZ, and they're so comfy.
This is so Mila said what she said, though. She's not Sorry. Taking it back. Said, right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mila.
Thank
Appreciate you. You, Mila.
Love you guys. Have Love a good day.
Too. Bye. You too. Love you back.
Brianna's in Oak Creek. Let's go to her next. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Say hi to Elias, our fifth grader, who is a guest DJ from K-Tech in Kenosha.
Hi, Elias. I agree with Elias.
Ooh, saying not the jerk.
Why?
Not the jerk.
Go on.
Mila took the words right out of my mouth. You don't have a dress code. You can wear whatever you want to work. You wake up early in the morning. You know, you wear what you want to wear. I say your boss is a jerk for calling you out like that.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, I don't actually know if we have a dress code or not. Maybe they do. I know the sales staff
of
does.
Of course, because they go out in public.
They do other things. Business professional, business casual, but us?
Well,
I don't think we do.
I'm not going to Olivia Rodrigo tomorrow and wearing sweatpants.
Like, oh, I would. I will.
See, now here you go.
Again. I'll do it.
Now we're going the other way. I just felt bad because he was dressed up. He's our new boss.
Yeah.
I knew we had a meeting, and it didn't even occur to me to actually try to look decent for this meeting. I just walked in like I walked in every day when I see him in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Like, what up, boss?
Allie could have worn her finest sweatpants, but chose to wear the worst.
The worst. It just felt like I didn't try, and then I felt bad because I cared about the meeting. I just didn't care about my outfit.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, why does an outfit dictate the importance you give something?
Because it's saying I don't really care what I look like. It's not professional. I showed up looking like garbage. I'm like, this is how much I think of you, the new boss. Here I am in my Sunday Walmart outfit at my best. How's it going, boss?
Brianna's sticking to it, though. She's saying, no, not the jerk. You don't have a dress code.
All
You're
right.
good to go.
Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
you are
you.
Fine, Allie.
Thank you.
Wear what you want to wear.
Amen. Wear what you want to wear. Have a great day.
Right? You tell
Thank
him, girl.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right, so that's a tiebreaker, then. We got to go, too.
Yeah, we're 50-50 right
Ooh.
Now.
Sherry in Germantown can be the tiebreaker.
All right, good morning, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. Or not. Or we can go to Liz in Waukesha, if that's easier. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
hi,
go.
Elias.
Hi.
Aw, everybody's saying hi to our guest DJ. What do you think? Yeah.
Honestly, I think that you are a jerk.
Ooh,
go on.
Right to it.
I mean, your first
30 seconds of meeting a person, that's your impression that you're going to give them, and they're going to always think of you in your sweats the first day.
He's like, oh, and I walked into the station. Allie's been here for 20 years. Oh, look at her. I'm a hot mess behind the scenes.
That's going to be the running joke now. Yeah. Oh, Allie, you're not wearing sweatpants today.
Allie, you're so much hotter online. This is what you look like in real life.
Did you at least do your like hair and makeup?
No.
No.
My hair was pulled back in a bun. Had the messy bun in. And the worst part was I got my hair done the day before, so I could have just left it down.
Nope.
And I pulled it up into a thing.
Allie, you're digging the hole.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
You're digging the hole, Allie. I can't even help you with this one.
Nobody can.
Elias, we can't help now.
What do I do, Elias?
She's making it worse. She just had her hair done, and she put it up in a messy bun after having her hair done. On top of wearing the worst sweatpants.
By the way,
it's not a good look.
This was our first meeting with him, not our first interaction. He dresses up every day.
He does.
I should have known better. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, so next time you see him, you're going to have to like doll up, look good, and be like, how I look.
Then he's going to think I'm
trying to look hot. Get rid of all your Walmart clothes.
Get rid of all the Walmart clothes.
I think the moral of the story is, and as funny as this whole thing is, it goes a little deeper than that because it allowed me to have some awareness on how much I've given up at work because of how lax it is, you know, behind the scenes, and that I got to try a little and I got to put some clothes on once in a while and not just show up in my Sunday best.
Allie, what are you wearing today?
Well, I'm going to the gym later. That's why.
Okay,
I have yoga pants and a big sweatshirt over the yoga pants and Nikes. Okay, but I'm going to the gym later. Okay, hold on.
Well, that doesn't count.
On,
you're right.
These are my workout clothes.
These are workout clothes, and we're prepared. I just got a rib.
Well, it's true. It's not like I got dressed up today.
Yeah.
The next day.
As your mugshot is good.
My what?
As long as your mugshot is good. Your hair and your makeup, then you can wear the athletic clothes.
Well,
then
knock on wood, I don't have one yet. So let's keep it that way.
Sherry, we appreciate you. You work it out today. Allie, you're
Liz.
The jerk.
It's by Liz.
Oh, Liz. Liz, I'm sorry.
Thank
we you appreciate
for
your call.
It's Thank okay. you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Elias, I guess it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you.
Y'all are alone on this one.
Me, you, and Brianna in Oak Creek. We're not the jerk train, I guess, huh?